feds to investigate Smollett case.
The city of Chicago deserves an answer.
President makes his point.
The finding was very, very strong. No collusion, no obstruction.
Sea of color in the California mountains.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kaif. And President Trump says on Twitter this morning the FBI and Justice Department will investigate the Jussie Smollett case. Outrageous is the word the president uses to describe the fact that charges were dropped. The actor's attorney, meantime, says Chicago police and other officials are trying to smear their client. Here's CBS's Adriana Diaz.
Chicago's top prosecutor, Kim Fox, is defending her staff's decision to drop charges against the Empire actor.
The nature of this case suggested that he was eligible for an alternative prosecution.
There's eligible. That's right. Optional. That's you right. Also could have moved forward and tried to go to trial with him.
We could have.
Emails obtained by the Chicago Tribune show Fox tried to get police to turn the investigation over to the FBI after Tina Chen, a Smollett family friend and former chief of staff to First Lady Michelle Obama, reached out to Fox with concerns from Smollett's family about the police investigation.
People come to me on cases regularly.
It doesn't add up.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel, still stunned by the decision to abandon charges against Smollett, wants a clearer resolution to the case.
And the city of Chicago deserves an answer, and they deserve an answer about accountability and responsibility in the system.
Well, President Trump's attacked the media and California Congressman Adam Schiff in tweets today on the heels of the Mueller report. Last night he was on Fox News.
The money that was spent, the millions and millions on the phony dossier, and then they used the dossier to start things, and there was no truth whatsoever. It was a fraud.
77% in a CBS News poll want the full Mueller report released. So does New York Democrat Jerry Nadler, who spoke with Attorney General William Barr.
It is unacceptable if the Congress certainly and the people don't see the full report, and he wouldn't commit to that.
And President Trump's also facing some GOP headwinds on the administration's new moves on Obamacare. Maine Senator Susan Collins.
I'm very disappointed and vehemently opposed to the administration seeking to invalidate the entire Affordable Care Act.
Boeing is stepping up efforts now to make the 737 MAX jet airworthy again. CBS's Chris Van Cleave reports on a congressional hearing.
In the hot seat, acting FAA Administrator Dan Elwell promised the grounded MAX will only return to the skies when it is deemed safe following two deadly crashes.
U.S. and international operators of the 737 MAX are relying on the FAA to get it right.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz said the hearing is just the beginning.
My hope is we will get these planes back in the air when we can be confident that they are safe and they're not endangering the safety of the flying public.
You're not there yet, sir, I'm guessing, by your answer.
No, not remotely.
Well, since Hurricane Maria, there's been a battle between President Trump and officials in Puerto Rico over relief funding. Now a Florida lawmaker is pushing to make the island the 51st state. We're live in Orlando with CBS's Peter King.
Mr. Trump has long praised the relief effort there.
I think that Puerto Rico was an incredible, unsung success.
But Puerto Rican officials say he's treated the island badly, and he's been quoted as saying the government has sent too much aid there. Central Florida Democratic Congressman Darren Soto is of Puerto Rican descent. He represents a heavily Latino population here. And sources tell CBS News his bill has bipartisan support in the House, but the administration and Senate Republicans are expected to block it. Steve?
One of R. Kelly's anonymous accusers has now gone public. Lenita Carter tells CBS News the alleged assault against her happened in 2003. She was a stylist who worked on the singer's hair.
I didn't perceive myself to be nothing more than just his hair braider. And I just kept thinking, why did this happen to me?
She claims he forced her to perform oral sex. She says she called police that day, but no charges were filed. Some new moves on social media. CBS's Jeff Pegues says the effort broadens a crackdown on hate speech.
Facebook and Instagram will ban praise, support, and representation of white nationalism and separatism, saying it's clear that these concepts are deeply linked to organized hate groups. Civil rights attorney Kristen Clark.
There was a huge gaping hole that allowed violent white supremacists and neo-Nazis and racists to exploit the Facebook platform.
Facebook says it has been cracking down on hate speech, Last year, it says it took action on nearly 8 million pieces of content that violated its rules.
Well, not a Britain and the Brexit fight.
This is the sound of political gridlock. British lawmakers voted on 8 alternative Brexit scenarios in an attempt to take over the Brexit process from Prime Minister Theresa May. All 8 failed. Now, May has offered to resign if her Conservative lawmakers finally back her twice-defeated deal. But it's not clear that will be enough to turn the tide. If it fails again, then Britain will have until April 12th to either leave the EU or agree to stay on for as long as another year or two. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
One winning ticket had all the right numbers for last night's $768 million Powerball jackpot, third largest lottery prize in U.S. history, sold in Wisconsin. The California hills are alive with color. CBS's Steve Futterman takes us to what they call a super bloom of spring wildflowers.
It is breathtaking.
I'm a California native. I've never seen it like this.
The 50-year bloom, once in 50 years. It's pretty awesome.
Here in Southern California, fields and hillsides, which are often barren, have come to life.
Oh my gosh, that is just the most spectacular purple and orange. And then you see the texture of the rock.
To get the best view here at this site, you have to walk up this canyon, Walker Canyon, but it's a walk well worth taking.
I took the day off to come experience this, so I'm really glad that we did that.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Lake Elsinore, California.
40 years ago, breakdancing was a thing. Now, the executive board of the International Olympic Committee is recommending breakdancing, skateboarding, surfing, and sports climbing to be added to the 2024 Paris Summer Games. Final decision next year. Automated vehicles not only promise to do the driving, they'll also keep to the speed limit in Europe, as we hear from CBS's Jim Shenavy.
EU officials have struck a provisional political deal to require cars be equipped with technology to keep the vehicles from exceeding legal speed limits. Intelligent Speed Assistance uses mapping systems to recognize the area speed limit and limit engine power to keep the car under that limit. If approved by the European Parliament, the features would be required beginning in 2022.
Well, there's been plenty of backlash on Twitter on what some call an offensive photo. A St. Louis man who showed a Panera Bread bagel, not cut in half, but instead sliced like a loaf of bread. He claims people love them served that way. New Yorkers, from Senator Chuck Schumer to bagel store owners, call it a schmear campaign. One New York police official labels it a crime. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.